The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And working under a handicap today, the equipment doesn't work. But that's like, you know, one day a week, one day a month. I was going to say one day a week. Is it one day a week? It's about one day a month when the equipment doesn't work. Anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and so I got no headphones. All right, so I'm going to take my headphones. This is going to be the first time I've ever worked without headphones. Why do I need headphones? I'll tell you why. In order for me to hear phone calls, I got to have headphones. And in order for me to have headphones, I got to have headphone volume, and I don't have any headphone volume, so we're not taking any phone calls this hour. All right. Which may be a blessing in disguise. I don't know. Let's see. I actually had Chris check this out for me, and I don't know whether or not we'll be able to do it, but I just got the latest word. You remember when I told you? Look, I know there's a lot going on. I know that there's a firefight in Manger Square, and I know that girls are being checked for their underwear in San Diego, and I know there's all these pressing issues that everybody's got an opinion on, or not, as the case may be, but I still got birds crapping on my house, so that's what I'm going to talk about. That's what I'm going to spend my time talking about here for the next several hours. For the next 6-7 hours, all about cliff swallows building nests on the side of my house and how I'm going to get a fire hose out there to do away with them once and for all. Actually, you may find this interesting. I have a very good friend of mine I went to school with, and he is now an ornithologist. And an ornithologist is a bird scientist, basically. And he told me that these are called cliff swallows, and they come from Argentina, and they build mud nests under the eaves of houses, and that they are protected by something called the Migratory Bird Act. Now, I got that independently from him, and I got it also from another guy that my wife and I had emailed online. We were just surfing the web for ornithology sites, bird sites, and this other guy sends us an email. We said, well, we got bird crap all over the back of the house, and he sent an email back that said, basically too bad because they're protected by the federal law and you can't mess with them. Next year, maybe you can put a screen up, but this year you can't. So from two independent sources, we've essentially heard you can't touch these birds. They're protected by federal law. They're protected by international law. There's some kind of a international migratory bird treaty that's been signed. On top of that, these things are called neotropical migrant birds. I got a little more headphone there, but not much. But you guys, I got engineers here, need to know what's going on. And as such, as neotropical migrants, they pick up this kind of wet mud and they plaster it on the side of your house. And what they have essentially there are their nests. And, you know, when I talked about this to you guys, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, I thought this would only last for maybe a week or two or three. They're going to be there for 4 months. So I went over to Home Depot, and I picked up a brass nozzle, and I got myself, you know, a couple of high-powered hoses, and I'm going to spray their nests off the side of my house and be a test case for the violation of international law, to wit, the Migratory Bird Act. If I'm not here tomorrow, I'm in jail. In jail for spraying the mud swallow nests off the side of my house. And I'm willing to go to jail because Yasser Arafat was holed up in his compound, and what's good for him, any guy wearing a tablecloth is good for me. Just want to let you know that in case I'm not here tomorrow. Chris, you know what to do. I've given instructions to Pelton. You can only unseal those, man, in the event that I'm arrested. What do they do to you when you're arrested for spraying mud swallow nests off the side of your house? It's a fine, I guess, probably some kind of a major fine. Caltrans will come by and, you know, they'll start doing road construction in front of my house so nobody can get in or out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Aaron. It's just our annual, trying to repair. Re-asphalting the street. Nothing personal. Yeah.
So wasn't that wild? So what turned out what we thought would be like a 1 or 2 week event is now stretching into a month, and it's going to be 4 months. Now you say to yourself, and you may say to me, Well, that's too bad, Phil. You happen to be in the path of a migratory bird pattern, and your house is there, and the birds are going to build their nests there, and this is nature. And I understand that, and I completely cooperate with that, and I get the ebb and the flow of nature, and I'm a big fan of that. I'm also a part of nature, though. It just so happens that human beings also have garden hoses. That's something that swallows don't have. But as a part of nature, every year I screw my hose into the side of the house, and I start turning it on and spraying stuff. That's what humans do. It's part of my migratory pattern. So this year I screwed the hose into the side of the house, screwed on that brand new brass high-powered fire hose nozzle that I got from Home Depot, and I started just part of my migratory pattern, hosing off the mud swallow. It doesn't. You know, the point is, if you're feeling bad for these birds, don't, because it doesn't faze them at all. They're still there. They fly around while I'm spraying them, and then they come right back. And it doesn't matter if you spray all the nests down, all of these mud nests down, they're going to go and they're going to make more of them. So what I'm doing now is it's a holding pattern. It's just a defensive posture. I am spraying the bird crap off the patio once a week. And then the rest of the week, it's the whole side of the house is covered with it. And there's my wife through the whole thing going,
I don't know. It's nice. You know, it's nature. Isn't it nice?
No. No, it ain't nice.
I think you really ought to lighten up and take a chill pill on this, because it's real sweet. Looking at them cliff swallows up there. Build that bird crap nest up there right over Catherine's room. It's nice.
Look, honey, I'm not down with the whole, you know,
You used to be so liberal. What happened?
What do you mean I used to be so liberal?
You used to really be into, nature and everything when we were first married. You were really gung-ho and so what happened to you?
Nothing happened. I bought a house and I don't want birds to crap on it.
Oh, get you. Now, birds are not allowed to crap. I tell you what you got to do, Phil. Why don't you get some airspace going and register it with the UN? A little FAA airspace? This is Hendry airspace. Any bird that flies through it, well, you can just kill it.
And I got a son who is, I said, well, you know, boys, this is the migratory bird pattern, and they're going to be on the side. Does that mean we can kill them with our BB guns?
No, I didn't say that. I said it's part of their migration pattern. They're just going to be there.
That's my husband. He just wants to get the old FAA airspace going there, like 3 miles up. No bird gets to fly through.
I really ought to just kind of relax on the whole thing, okay? It's just all you need is a really high-powered hose, and if you stand over one piece of bird crap that's been drying there for a week, if you stand over it with the hose pointed directly at it, doing about 10,000 pounds per square inch of water, you can spray it off of there in about 15 minutes. Just stand over. Have you ever done that? Are you so lazy that there's like a dried-on piece of, like, stuff on a pan, and you'll just turn on really hot water. Instead of just scrubbing it, you'll just wait for the hot water to melt it away, and it'll take like a half hour. You'll burn up half the water supply of the city of Los Angeles, but you finally got it because you're too lazy to take us. Watch me with the bird crap. I'll just stand there and spray it. We got no rain this summer, or this winter, I should say. It'll probably be no rain this summer. We're probably on the edge of a drought, and there's Henry using up precious gallons of water to spray one little minuscule piece of bird crap off his patio. Every time Taylor does his dishes, all he does is he turns on the hot water and just lets the hot water sit and just bombard at about 18 million pounds per square inch one little piece of dried-on spaghetti. And it'll just keep firing away on it and firing away on it. And gradually, every minute, you know, a little piece of it flicks away, a little piece of it flicks away, till finally that one little half-inch strand of spaghetti flies off. And all you did was use like 50 gallons of water. You know, because who wants to do dishes? So I tell the kids, I go, hey, guys, dishwasher. Yeah?
It doesn't have little hands that come out and wash the dishes once you close the thing. You got to rinse it off.
No, I read about a thing. I mean, they always got some new thing that they read in Consumer Reports. I read about a new dishwasher.
What do you mean you read about it?
Yeah. A lady, she baked a cake until it was like black and just smoldering.
Yeah.
Then they put it into the dishwasher and they pulled out the pan. It was totally clean.
Oh, bull crap.
No, really.
They got a dishwasher like that.
Yeah, we saw it on TV and in Consumer Reports, and that's what we ought to get.
So you guys don't have to rinse a dish?
Yeah. Essentially, yes. In so many words, yeah. Just rinse off the dish, put it in there. When you pull it out, it doesn't have caked on, you know, what is that stuff you guys eat? That lasagna helper or whatever? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I got a little more headphone juice going there, Craig. Thank you very much for that. And I think that'll suffice for the remainder of our program. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. We have all kinds of new audio being added every single day. We have our special celebrity ask, guess the celebrity ask poll. We have our backstage pass, of course, which entitles you to all of that for just $6.95 a month. Check it out. And pick up a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. They're selling like hotcakes. They're selling like bowling shirts. Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. They come in small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large. Order shipped within 2 to 4 weeks and just in time for Father's Day, I would say. You know, let me tell you, if tomorrow was Father's Day, I'd say just in time for Father's Day. What do you think, 2 to 4 weeks? So check that out on our website, philhendryshow.com, and we'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know what's going on with you guys where you live, but here's the big thing in California right now. It's parents demanded the resignation of an official at a suburban San Diego high school on Tuesday after reports that she lifted girls' skirts in front of male students and faculty members checking for inappropriate underwear before a dance on Friday. Students at Rancho Bernardo High School said the vice president, Rita Wilson, was screening girls to assure they were not wearing thong underwear. There are also reports that the girls were made to undress partly if Wilson or other faculty suspected that they were not wearing bras. Teal? Who's Teal? I got all these names. I don't know who they are. Who's Teal? Anyway, Kim Teal, a parent of one of the kids, said that when she confronted Wilson about the incident, she played down the situation, saying she had wanted to ensure that bottoms were adequately covered at the dance attended by nearly 700 students. Weren't the girls accused of flashing the guys? Wasn't there some story that the girls were flashing the guys? Right? Isn't that correct? Okay. The theme for this party was Blast from the Past, and boys wearing toga outfits were also checked about their underwear, checked for it, yada, 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 okay? So here we got a society right now, I don't know where you live, but in the country I live in, everybody's screaming about sexualizing young people. Young people being sexualized. And that means young people being exposed to sex too early. And what do I mean by young people? People under 18, that's what I mean by young people, in case anybody doesn't know what I mean. Under 18, they're being sexualized. What does that mean? It means that they're being turned into sexual creatures before they are adults. Now, there's a law against molesting children. There's laws against using children for sexual purposes. There's laws against underage sex. All kinds of laws having to do with this. Now, the word was that these girls, teenage girls being teenage girls, were flashing their asses at the guys who were standing around either at the party or whatever the hell they were, right? So some teacher comes along to check if they're wearing thong underwear. Now, all of a sudden, they're not supposed to do that. So let me ask you a question. What planet are we living on right now? I mean, I realize everything is screwy and there isn't too much that makes sense. Everybody's got their pitch and everybody's got their spin. I just want to know where it is we're living right now. So on the one hand, you don't want to have kids turning into sexual animals and sexual creatures. There's going to be time enough for that after they're 18, right? Just look into your own lives, right? Wasn't there time enough for sex? Well, maybe not a lot of you, but some of you. Some of you have had sex. Many of my 40 and 45-year-old male listeners have actually had sex. And you did that after you were 18, right? Maybe before you were 18, and maybe you're very proud of that. But the point is, right now, everybody's talking about the overexposure of kids to sex, which I agree with. I completely agree with it. Around our house, believe it or not, kids are not allowed to watch shows that have to do with sex. At our house, for instance, if we find a videotape or some adult film that some kid traded another kid for and it happens to be hidden somewhere in the recesses of our adolescent young men closet or wherever the hell they're hiding their crap, we take it away from them. We don't beat them up. We don't ground them. We don't tell them that they're rotten kids and they're going to burn in hell. We just tell them it's not appropriate. I recognize that people are going to think the way they think, but there's a thing called behavior, and you try to modify behavior. You dig? You see what I'm saying? So what's wrong with a teacher saying, well, wait a second, you know, what are you wearing a thong thing and you're flashing the guys? Let me see. Right? Or am I just completely out of it now? Or is everybody looking for an excuse to turn everything into a Catholic priest incident? Everybody's looking for a new excuse now to turn every single solitary action by a teacher. You know, I'm going to tell you this right now. I wouldn't be a teacher in the United States of America for all the money in the world right now. You couldn't pay me enough money to teach any level of school in the United States of America. Because if it isn't some ignoramus parent telling you how to do your job, it's some dumbass kid, or it's some stupid colleague, or it's some administration with their hands tied working under some zero-tolerance policy having to do with God knows what, mousetraps, anything. Swallows, cliff swallows. We got a zero tolerance at my house on cliff swallows. You want to see zero tolerance? Come to my house. I ain't letting those cliff swallows around. That's what I think. The only swallow that shouldn't be around is a cliff swallow. I wouldn't be a teacher in this country right now for anything. You know, nothing makes sense. And I'll tell you one thing people know how to do, and it's a sport that everybody's into right now. They know how to sue. They know how to sue, and they know how to complain. They know how to complain, and they know how to sue. They know how to second-guess a teacher that has had more college collectively than probably most of the parents in this country will ever have if they were reborn 16 times. They know how to second-guess the curriculum put together by educators who have the best interests of the children at heart. Second-guess curriculum put together by educators who have master's degrees, PhDs, levels of education that can only be dreamed about by 90% of the parents out there. But you got Charlie and Bertha, and they're sitting down there in a cul-de-sac, and they're going to tell them what's up. Now you got a teacher down in San Diego, and what's wrong? She's got her ass in hot water. Why is that? Because she's trying to make sure that the kids, in the middle of a high school day, in the middle of a day that is supposed to be involved with educating kids, that the girls aren't coming to school in thong underwear. Let me tell you something. I'm a big fan of thong underwear. My wife's got several thousand pairs. I'm a huge fan of it. Like seeing it at the beach. Don't know if it's really a cool thing for a girl to wear to high school. Call me a square. Tell me I'm lame. Tell me I don't get it. I don't know whether or not high school girls wearing thonged underwear to school ought to be lifting their dresses and flashing the guys. I realize it's funny. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of kooky, and the guys are all getting, you know, their hormones are going ape at 15 anyway. Thanks a lot, girls, by the way, for that. That's really great. You know, I thought going to high school was a lot easier. Can you imagine when I was in high school, some chick flashed me thong underwear, a girl that you couldn't touch in a million years, get a date with in a million years, ask out in 15 million years, and she walks by and pulls her skirt up and shows you her ass. Gee, thanks a lot. And here I am with pimples, prepubescent. I want to screw everything that walks, and you're going by with the, can't touch me. So whatever, I mean, it's just that's what kids do. That's just an aside. It's what kids do. That's what kids do. And as adults, what we do is we modify, monitor, and redirect behavior. And we don't just tell them, modify your behavior. We give them reasons for it. There's a time and a place. My kid got yanked out of school because he was writing to his other buddies that were passing notes in class talking about girls' anatomy, okay? I said, look, dude, it's not that you know those words. It's not that you think about it. It's that there's a time and a place. School isn't the place. Don't you think there's maybe a message we could send teenage girls? You know, like maybe this isn't the time and the place to be showing your ass because these are high school boys. They're already in enough pain being pubescent, having their hormones going crazy. They got a big game coming up on Friday. They got a test in chemistry. They couldn't get laid for love or money in a million years as far as they're concerned. They're never going to see a girl naked. As far as they're concerned, it'll be billions of years before they actually catch sight of a naked breast. That's how it is when you're a 15-year-old boy. So put that all together, you got some principal in San Diego who says, well, maybe we can modify the behavior, and we got all the brain surgeon parents down in San Diego. Let me just clue most of you in about San Diego. This is a real hick burg. Now, I realize it could happen anywhere, but San Diego, it's so perfect that it happened in San Diego. Here's a place where there's like three knuckles up in the nose. It's unbelievable. Somebody's going to have to straighten the rules out, and you wake me when it's over. Okay? All right. By the way, I was just kidding about all of that. I really just think girls ought to flash their asses wherever they want. I think it's just... All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Anyway, I'm reading the story. Now I know who this Kim Thiel. She's a parent. And Kim Thiel's the parent of a 15-year-old sophomore at the school where they were checking the girls to see if they were wearing thong underwear. And Ms. Thiel is quoted as saying, some of these girls are just devastated that they were checked to make sure they weren't wearing thong underwear. Thiel said one parent called her to report that a teacher had pulled a girl's top to see if she was wearing a bra. Thiel said one parent called her to report that a teacher had pulled a girl's top to see if she was wearing a bra. You want to know why I invented the character of Bobby Dooley? Because of people like Kim Thiel and her pals in San Diego with the reporting that the kids said that this and that and something else. Hey, I hate to tell you this, Kim. Sometimes your kids are full of crap. How do I know? I'm living with three teenagers. What, are you kidding? Not that the kids are bad. Kids are not bad. Kids just want to say the stuff that's going to keep them out of hot water. They're going to say the stuff that their parents want to hear. Thiel said one parent called to report that a teacher pulled a girl's top to see if she was wearing a bra. Now, Wilson, the teacher's name is Rita Wilson, and the principal, Paul Gentle, did not return phone calls. I don't blame them. Why? So you can get misquoted in the New York Times? So they can take everything that you say out of context and, like, use one line out of the half-hour interview they do with you? How do I know? Because it's happened to me. You do a half-hour with a reporter from a newspaper, they print, like, two words you said. So who needs that grief? Thiel said, here we go with Kim again. Old Thiel, Thiel said that when she confronted Wilson about the incident, Wilson played down the situation, saying she wanted to ensure that bottoms were adequately covered at the dance attended by 700 students. The theme for the party was Blast from the Past, and boys wearing toga outfits were also checked about their underwear or checked for it. I don't hear any parents bellyaching about that. Thiel said her daughter told her of the screening, which she said occurred in front of boys, teachers, and police officers at the school. That's what your daughter said, Ms. Thiel. How do you know your daughter's telling the truth? And how do you know it wasn't just done in front of police officers, which I would think is appropriate? And how do you know it wasn't just done in front of female teachers? Her daughter was allowed to enter the dance after declaring that she was not wearing a thong, her mother said. Wait a minute. She said her daughter told her of the screening, which she said had occurred in front of boys, teachers, and police. Her daughter was allowed to enter the dance after declaring that she was not wearing a thong. Anybody notice anything funny about that? So did her daughter show them that she wasn't wearing a thong, or did her daughter just declare that she wasn't wearing a thong? After a while, the girls finally got the idea that they shouldn't say thong when they were asked, even though that's all they wear now. They won't be caught dead in regular underwear. So were they asking him or were they talking to him? Parents met with the principal on Tuesday, but no action was taken, they said. The parents have given the principal until Friday to take action, or they will storm the school with lit torches and burn it to the ground. They will then crucify Rita Wilson, and then they'll go home in time for a meal. Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. The parents, what it actually says is they've given the principal until Friday to take action on the request, or they intend to file a complaint with the American Civil Liberties Union. She was at school today, and that just infuriated us all, said Ms. Thiel, who wouldn't know her ass if she saw it laying on the ground. She couldn't find it with both hands, said the New York Times. I didn't say that, Ms. Thiel. The New York Times said you couldn't find your ass with both hands. A talk show host in Los Angeles, Phil Hendry, was rude and stupid, and he doesn't know the particulars of the situation. How dare he comment, said Ms. Thiel. We just believe she was very much overstepped. We just believe she's very much overstepped her boundaries and violated too many of the students' civil rights. I bet you that woman wouldn't know what a civil right was if somebody came up and tacked it to her forehead. I bet you she doesn't know what the civil rights are. I bet you she doesn't know what the Bill of Rights are. Do I? Of course I don't. But I'm the one asking the questions. That's why I invented Bobby Dooley. This is what I call a suburban fascist mother and her mealy-mouth husband. And they run around and they try to find an issue. Because, let's face it, that Catholic priest thing is very juicy. And unless you're Catholic, you really can't say anything about it. So all of you publics out there, all of you people that are not Catholic, you got a new one. Now you can get good and angry at some teachers checking your daughter for thong underwear, and you can say that they're molesters and they're inappropriate and they're full of crap, too. And everybody's in on the party because it's just, this country's going insane. It's just going nuts. You don't want your kids sexualized, but they're wearing their thong underwear and they're lifting their skirts and they're flashing the guys. Don't you think that that's kind of maybe you don't want your kid to do that? Just for the sake of argument. I'm not saying that your daughter isn't gorgeous and isn't going to win the Miss All-Teen USA pageant and isn't the greatest thing since sliced bread came down a pike. I'm just saying that maybe if she's 16, 17, she shouldn't be flashing the guys at the dance. That's all I'm saying. Well, actually, that isn't all I'm saying. I've said a hell of a lot more, but I'm pretending like that's all I'm saying. But that's San Diego for you, man. One of God's anomalies, San Diego. Can't figure that town out for love or money. On the one hand, they got great beaches. On the other hand, the people ain't too bright. On the one hand, they got that gas lamp district, which you can go down and get drunk pretty cheap. On the other hand, you wouldn't want to go anywhere else. And it's a military town, so I'm loath to, you know, say it's because there's a military, you know, presence there. I think probably those are the smartest guys around, are the Marines and the Naval guys that are down there. The rest of the town, who knows? And should I indict an entire city because of one dumb mother? Yes. Yes, I should. 1-800-449-8686. All right, on yesterday's program, Don Parsley called. Don is a man who claimed to have lost a wife and a daughter to a devastating tornado in his town in southwestern Iowa. But as he talked about losing his wife and his daughter and needing money to replace his home and his car, his story kept changing. He didn't know the name of his wife. He didn't know the name of his daughter. He didn't know how much money his house was worth. He kept changing the facts, and the listeners began picking up on it. Here, then, is Don Parsley calling in to bemoan the loss, we think, of his wife and daughter in that twister.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Hey, Parsley, if I could look you straight in the eye, I'd call you a liar because you don't even know your wife's name.
My wife just died, and you call me a liar.
Yes, sir. Who in the right mind would lease you a Jaguar without requiring you to have insurance on it, first off?
Who said I didn't have insurance on it?
You did.
I said I don't have no insurance on my house.
You said you didn't have insurance on your car. Your transportation was lost. Now, second thing, your wife is missing, but she's under the house. Nobody in their right mind who has run any kind of a business would take money, obviously millions, and put in a safety deposit box without having that money work for them. And to say that it's blown
just
away.
Just because I don't do things your way.
Now, your whole point for calling this show, I'm telling you right now, is to discredit God. Now, I want to.
I don't believe in God anymore.
You never did believe in
him. He took my wife and my.
No, he didn't, sir. I want to tell you something.
Oh, he didn't?
You get the book of Job. Job lost his children. Was it God who, by a storm, no less?
Yeah, it did. God killed him.
God did not kill him.
First of all, the reason why I have my money in cash is I was trying to hide my assets from the government so I wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
And I admit that that's wrong.
Well,
no, but wait a minute. This man made a really good point. You can't lease a car without proof of insurance.
I had insurance.
And then what?
He said he didn't.
No, I took it off after I got the car.
No, you can't do that because the leasing company will know if the insurance has lapsed. It has lapsed.
Both of you guys, if you talk about Job, was his wife's leg sticking out from under a house?
I don't believe yours was either. You're calling up, like Phil said, you're trying to emotionally blackmail these people.
No.
$5,000 won't do. You've got to have $15,000, not $17,000?
If he said 15, what's another 2,000? All right, make it 17,000.
You're out of your mind. Phil, if you want to keep credibility to your show, you ought to hang up on this
guy.
Wait
a second, sir.
Liar.
My wife was found in the lake, and if you'll ever find your wife, I hope she's not dead.
Your wife was found in the lake.
I mean, my daughter was found in the lake.
See, you keep changing your story.
You said that your daughter was drowned, but and your daughter was drowned after she was ripped from your hands by the wind.
Yes, she was thrown into the lake. Oh, now you're laughing at a man losing his family.
I'm laughing at you because
you know, sir, I hope God forgives you. I hope God forgives you.
God is God.
Wait, I thought you didn't believe in God.
I believe in him. I know him. You don't.
My wife's feet were the only thing we found sticking out from under the house, and the toes were curled up, and she was as dead.
You've changed your story so many times in the few minutes I've listened to you. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind you are a liar, sir. We know who the father of lies is.
Sir, you can call me a liar, but I'm here without my wife, without my sons.
You're
without my daughter.
People's all you're not, trying to do.
Wait a minute. Your sons?
I said my daughter.
No, you said your wife and your sons.
My daughter's daughter.
Daughters.
My daughter, I said.
Sir.
My daughter, sir.
Possibly, can I give you a piece of advice? The next time you try this, write yourself out a script and memorize it.
Okay, all of you people, I hope that you don't...
You're
going to have to face God,
not
me. You're going to have to face God, not me.
But the God, this is the God.
I will face him.
Mr. Parsley, you don't believe in God.
I don't believe in God, but I don't believe in God right now, but I mostly do.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
There's Don Parsley from SD. By the way, that was me doing the voice of Don Parsley, and that gentleman who called in thought Don was a real guy, and that's kind of how we do our show around here. The Phil Hendry Show. You know, kids are full of crap, and what I mean by that is they do. They come home and they say whatever they think is going to get them looking solid with you. I mean, our kids are great kids, but they'll come home and say, yeah, you'll never guess what happened in class today. And then they'll repeat some story, and then when you finally check it out with two or three independent sources and you sort of get the whole picture, it wasn't anywhere near what they said happened. And that doesn't mean they're liars. It just means that they don't want to get into any hot water, so they're going to spin it the way it's going to make them look the best. So if you take this stupid woman in San Diego who gave a quote to the New York Times about what she thought happened at a school dance because her daughter told her that this is what happened, well, maybe it didn't quite happen the way your precious little daughter said it did. Why don't you just shut up? Why don't you put your kid in a private school? Why don't you put your kid in a private school? You know, if you put your kid in a private school, you can't say jack, because they'll do whatever they want to do. Private school, they'll do whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say, and you can't say anything about it, because that's a private school. And they can run it any way they want, tell your kid to wear anything they want, and that the assumption is that's why you put your kid in a private school. Now it's a public school, see? So everybody gets a say. Even the dumbest human being on earth can weigh in on what he thinks ought to be done there at PS 53 down in San Diego, or whatever the hell the name of the school is. And so all the little yentas get on the phone, all the little social activists with the phone tree, and all the mothers call each other, and their daughter told them this, and another daughter told them that, another one told them that, and it's enough to make you want to start bleeding from every hole. You just, you know, you want to throw your hands up and... Oh, to hell with it. You know, what we think, I think what should be done, if the daughters can't wear thongs to school, I don't think you mothers should be wearing any to the supermarket, because to be perfectly honest with you, I've been noticing a few things when my wife's out of town. A lot of the mothers down in San Diego wearing thongs to the supermarket, how do I know? Because they're flashing me as I'm standing there, you know, near their melons. I mean, standing in the melon line. I mean, where the melons are. I mean, because you know what I'm talking about. So just bug off. I got another thing I'm just bugging on the women. How about these guys? You know what I found out the other day? State of California, you don't have to pay any child support, and you still get to see your kids. Let me just quote you. You can deadbeat your child support as a father, and you still have a right to see your kids. Now, that's probably true in many states, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Utah, Maine, all kinds of states. You don't have to pay any child support. Of course, you do have to. But if you're a deadbeat and you haven't put in nickel one toward the support of your children, you still have the right to see them. Why? Because the courts think that, why punish a man because he's just kind of a slob and, you know, doesn't know how to balance a checkbook and is an indigent, lazy bum? And don't give me this stuff about how, well, you can't get a job and you don't have any money. If you have kids... then you ought to be sending something, anything, $2, $5, $10, anything, Most of these guys don't do that, though. Because most of these guys couldn't care about their kids if they rolled off the side of a mountain in a bus. The whole reason why they do what they do is to get back at the mother for dumping them like a bad habit when they found out what a loser they were married to. Now, let me tell you something. I'm speaking as a man, and I know what I'm talking about, and I've seen all of these men's rights groups. If I see one more of these organizations on a television show or writing a book, I'm going to scream. If I see one more group of men who are battling for their parental rights, I'm going to vomit. Pay your child support. First of all, you got to be a man to join a men's rights group. So act like a man, support your kids, and stop it with all of your baloney about how your rights have been stripped. What is that anyway? I don't get this men's right thing. Remember yesterday I was talking about it? What rights don't we have exactly? Somebody want to clue me in on that one?
Well, I ain't be able to see my daughter. Well, why is that? The court says I can't. Well, why? Well, it's a restraining order. Oh, a restraining order. Yeah, but my wife, see, she did.
Yeah, sure. If you act like a human being, then maybe you wouldn't have the problem you got in the first place. Try acting like a human being, then form your little male right organization, and men don't have rights here and don't have there. If there's one group of people that in the world that have all the rights they need, it's men. I mean, we got more rights than anybody. We got rights to, you know, we could stick it in every knot hole out there, and nobody, who's going to say anything about it? We're men. We run everything. Now, what's the matter? Does your wife take you back to court to jack more, to jack a little bit more child support out of you? Well, maybe you can afford it. Maybe you don't want to pay it, but you can't afford it. Fact of the matter is, the kids are entitled to it. That's the law. But I found out that, I thought I was going to laugh until I peed myself. So, in other words, let me get this straight. A guy deadbeats his child support, but he's still able to have visitation with his kids. Because in the benevolence of the courts, you know, in the all of their wisdom, by the way, most of those judges are wearing thongs under their robes. So, anyway, they got it all figured that Papa gets to go see his kiddies, even though he's kind of a bum. That's why women go underground. That's why they take their kids and go underground. They're not getting any support. They're still having to take the abuse of this slob. The kids are, they can't put clothes on the kid's back. The husband's not coming to bat at all, but in order to further harass her, he wants to see his children. It's not about seeing his kids. It's about harassing her. If there was a man out there, there wouldn't be any men's rights groups. There'd just be men taking care of what they got to take care of. Now, did I give you a little bit of a lecture here? Well, you need it. This is one man to another, I hope, telling you, take care of your kids in every way you're supposed to. Be with them. Love them. Don't be a bum. Unless you want to start an organization called the American Bums Rights Groups, which I'd be more than happy to fund. I'll back that one up. All of you bums out there, get together. Call it the Deadbeat Bums of America. Phil will seed you for about, you know, $500. I'll buy coffee and cigarettes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.